security agencies are tapping directly into the servers of 9 big internet companies to spy on people across the world. That's according to the Guardian and Washington Post newspapers today. Yesterday, the National Security Agency in the States confirmed that it had been secretly collecting millions of phone records. Adrian Weckler, technology editor at the Sunday Business Post, is with us. Adrian, the newspapers are calling this scheme PRISM. What is it?
Well, Gavin, PRISM is essentially an intelligence plan or campaign that the US has been engaged in for at least 6 years under the auspices of the Foreign Intelligence Service Act there. What has emerged is that the US intelligence services have access to the servers of some of the biggest internet companies in the world, companies like Google, Facebook, Apple, Microsoft. Essentially, anything that is logged through these servers, and we're talking about email, voice messages, instant messaging, social networking logins, passwords, absolutely anything is being collected and harvested by the US intelligence services under the auspices of anti-terrorism action. This revelation comes very, very shortly after the revelation that the intelligence services there are also collecting information on phone calls from the company, from the mobile phone company Verizon. They got a court order that obliges Verizon to hand over information and data on millions of callers every day.
Many of these companies have large bases here. Are they cooperating? What do they have to say?
Well, several of the biggest companies, particularly Facebook, Microsoft, and Apple, have denied specific cooperation with this program, PRISM. However, there would be a concern, yes. I mean, both Microsoft and Google, for example, have huge newly built data centers here in Dublin. And it would be quite interesting from an Irish perspective whether this came up. There was no reason why it would have come up. But whether it did actually come up, for example, between the Data Protection Commissioner here, who acts as a proxy for all EU data protection commissioners when dealing with the likes of Google and Facebook, because the Data Protection Commissioner here did an audit 2 years ago or 18 months ago on Facebook specifically. Now, this wouldn't have come up then, but it would be very interesting to know whether there are any discussions in that regard.
Adrian, the US spy chief James Clapper, according to the BBC, says that this policy is only targeting what they describe as non-US persons. Aren't there laws against this?
Well, there certainly are laws against this in the US. Under US law, you're not allowed to target American citizens. In Europe, there are very strict rules and laws controlling data privacy, and this is going to kick off a very, very serious review of data privacy right across Europe, and particularly here in Ireland, because some of the companies mentioned have their European and indeed their worldwide bases here.
Okay.
So this is certainly not the last we've heard of this.
Adrian Weckler, technology editor of the Sunday Business Post, thank you.